Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance and available at Plains Farm and Fleet and other retailers, and at huntworthgear.com. And by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westview, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and Waupaca, the highest-rated hearing health care clinic in Wisconsin, profhearingcare.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, we'll get a Lake Michigan fishing report, get some preseason bow hunting tips, and find out what's going on this month at the Range of Richfield. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm is on his way home from running back-to-back-to-back walleye tournaments at Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and Oconto, Wisconsin this past week. We'll get him on the show again next week, but for now, I can report that Austin Tomasek and Brad Arbus, Jr. won both the Bass Pro Shops Cabela's National Team Championship and the Masters Walleye Circuit Tournament. Both were held on the St. Mary's River at Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. That pair weighed 88 pounds 3 ounces of walleyes in the first tournament and 59 pounds 2 ounces in the second event. That's just shy of 150 pounds of walleyes, and they took home more than $140,000 in cash and other prizes, including a new Ranger 620 FS with a Merc outboard. Do the math, that's almost $1,000 a pound for those fish. Not a bad haul for a few days' work. I managed to catch up with Jeff by phone in Oconto Thursday night after day one of a two-day National Walleye Tour event on the Bay of Green Bay. You can see the results of that first day. Randy Topper and Kristen Myers were the leaders with 49 pounds for five fish. That's more than 9 pounds per fish. Amazing. By the time this show airs, the final results will be available on the National Walleye Tour Facebook page. On the deer side of things, Wisconsin Free Farmland Zone antlerless tags are now available. You can select yours when you buy your hunting license. If you already have your deer licenses, you can go online or visit any license agent and select a tag or tags for the farmland zone deer management unit you plan to hunt. And remember, you can make separate selections for your gun and bow or crossbow licenses. For information, visit the DNR website, your Go Wild account, or any licensing agent. Coming up, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welch reports on Lake Michigan fishing action off Sheboygan. Range of Richfield President Jim Bobbiash tells us what's going on this month at the range, and J.C. Chamberlain shares some tips to help you get ready for bow season. All that and more, straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. It's time for another Lake Michigan fishing report with our good buddy Captain Dumper Dan Welsh, proprietor of Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store, on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan, and on the web at DumperDan.com. He's also got a very active Facebook page, and on that page you will see updates of all the fish they catch there out of Sheboygan, and every other week we do this fishing report, and Ozzy puts it together with some music and some photos and sometimes some video, and that's posted on his Facebook page, which is Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters. And our second sponsor this week is Parker John's Barbecue and Pizza in Sheboygan on the river right across from Dumper Dan's and on the web at parkerjohns.com. They've also got a Facebook page, Parker John's BBQ and Pizza. Well, joining us once again, Captain Dumper Dan Welsh. Dan, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
You betcha, buddy. I'm back. Fish on, get the net.
Yeah, you've been getting the net a lot lately.
Like you said, we've been netting a lot of fish and reeling them to the grill. So it's been a good time here later part of July.
What are you catching?
Right now, the kings are biting pretty good. It varies from day to day where they're at, depending on wind and water temperature. Currently, we're fishing them just outside the harbor, like that 40-foot range, Dan, out to about 80. So easy to get to for anybody in pretty much any size boat, including the charter boats. And they're anywhere from a half mile to a mile out. Straight out of town, north and south. To the north, we have some rock and clay structure, which holds bait fish. And then to the south is sand bottom. But there's fish all up and down the shoreline here out of Sheboygan. Spoons are doing the best. The reason why is the water's colder. The plug bite hasn't taken off yet. We've been trying J-plugs and silver hordes, hitting a few on them. But when the water's colder, especially in that 48 to 54 degree range, kings usually bite spoons better. And moonshine spoons, yuck spoons, pro kings, salmon candy spoons are all good lures of choice. Glow in the darks early and late in the day, and then midday, something a little shinier and flashier in the water.
Yeah. Well, what are the kings doing in so close? That water must be pretty cool.
That's why. And we like it that way, because if we get a, like currently we got a south wind right now, that's a good wind. It'll keep the bottom temperature cooler on a south wind and the surface, but more so the bottom half of the water column will be colder. We've had some west wind, which obviously turns the lake over to colder here on the Wisconsin side of the lake anyways. So south and west is good for us. North will warm it back up, and it's done that a few times. And when it does, then we got to head out to that 100, 130-foot range and just go out 2 to 3 miles, maybe 4 at the most, and fish deeper when that water warms up. But them fish move in and out. They're following the bait, and the bait stays in the colder water. It's kind of what we target.
Yeah. Well, Darren, we're going to send Ozzy over your way, hopefully next weekend if the weather cooperates, and get him on your Robalo, your private boat, and get out there and let him do some fishing, shoot some video with you, and we'll try to record the next report right there on the boat. That should be fun if we can pull it off.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and obviously weather is going to be the issue on if we can get that done or not. We want a nice day to go do that. I just kind of did that, Dan. If you go to our Facebook page, about a week ago, I went out and took pictures of my boats, took a ride in a Robalo, and just pictures, you know, on my own, put them on Facebook, and got a good response from a lot of people on that, fighting fish from a distance and nets out and flying, and it's pretty cool. And I'm looking forward to doing that with Ozzy, because then maybe we can do it more in depth with some video, like you said, and audio and pictures and everything else. And I'm going to have the Robalo in for him. We'll go out. We'll do that for a while. I'll take them fishing for a little bit and have a good time. So hopefully we can get some good footage for what we're doing on Facebook.
That should be a good thing. I hope we can pull it off. Well, you entered a coho and probably some other fish in the Racine Salmon-O-Rama. How did you and Sheboygan in general do in that tournament overall?
Yeah, it turned out quite well for the Port of Sheboygan, not just for me. I took fifth place on coho. I was in third, and then I dropped to fifth. Now, they pay out pretty well, top 10 in all five species, so fifth was a good spot to be in. The prize money is very good with the Salmon-O-Rama tournament for everybody, and they have not just a boat contest of the top 10 fish of each species, but they have pier anglers, they have smaller boat anglers, youth anglers, charter boats. So it's pretty neat. You can get in whatever category fits your needs. Dan, I think they even have a perch category too as well, because they do get some perch from Racine South to Chicago that time of year in July. So it's a lot of fun. But yeah, I cashed on a nice prize for fifth place, and some of my friends did good in the tournament and placed in different categories. But on Saturday was quite interesting. I was fishing kings and cohos in close, and Zach and I got some nice ones. 19 pounds was our biggest king, too small for the tournament, though. But anyways, a gentleman from Sheboygan went out and fished Lakers that morning, and it was kind of windy out of the west that Saturday morning, so we chose to stay in closer to shore along with a lot of other charter boats, including my own, because there was a bite going on in there. But he went out to that 180 mark, I think is where he was, and got the biggest lake trout in the tournament with a day and a half left in the tournament, ended up winning the grand prize of 50 grand. That was a 32.84-pound lake trout, I do believe. And then another guy from Sheboygan I know quite well, he took third overall, but first in the brown trout category. And that was a 26-plus-pound brown. So Sheboygan cashed on first and third in the Salmon-O-Rama. I think second was a Laker from Racine. So Sheboygan had a good showing for that tournament with two fish in the top three for grand prizes.
Well, that should open some eyes if people aren't already aware of the great fishing you guys have.
Oh, absolutely, and got great fishing here, and all the ports do as well, but it was nice to get that brown on the board and that Laker. Hats off to them for winning some great prizes fishing here out of Sheboygan and a few others that had rainbows that placed top 10, friends of mine, and I did the coho. I fished cohos a lot because I kind of wanted to get more of them on the board in the top 10, but everything I had short of the 10.5-pounder was, you know, like 5 to 6, 7 pounds, so I was a little short. But great tournament, good showing from Sheboygan. You can check it out online, too, Salmon-O-Rama, and check out all the results of what everybody did and all the weights and everything. It's quite interesting to follow. They got a really nice app that works really well. So check it out and get in the tournament next year. I know I'm going to. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you're a perennial for doing that. Well, do you have openings for August now? We're into August, and September is coming sooner than we think.
I know. We're going to blink, and it'll be Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do in August, Dan. Like I mentioned on Facebook, we filled June and July, at least the Dumper Dan boats, 100%, which was awesome. I thank everybody for that. We had a great couple months of fishing, good weather. Didn't have to cancel or reschedule too many for 2 months, so that was really nice as well. But August, I do have openings here. Just give me a call, get in. The King Bite's good right now. August is good for Kings and Steelhead, Rainbow Trout as well. So give me a call, Dumper Dan, 920-377-1147. I will get you in. And if we are full, like I always do, I have other boats here, Art and Todd and Brian and Eric, a lot of different options of getting you on the water if my boats are full. And condos on the river as well. I got a bunch of them here that I own and I lease. So give me a call again, 920-377-1147. We got a great month coming up of August here of fishing on Lake Michigan.
All right. Well, our second sponsor, Dan, this week is Parker Johns. They've been with us regularly now for a number of years, and they're right across the river. You can see them from your dock, can't you?
Oh, you can, yeah. They got outdoor seating, and we can see the umbrellas over the tables. I'll tell you what, Dan, when there's a really light west-northwest wind, we can smell the food, too.
Yeah, well, we talked about them running a cable with a basket across the river. That hasn't happened yet, has it?
I know, and it hasn't, but I'll keep pushing for it, because I'll tell you, man, when that wind blows just right, you smell barbecue everywhere.
I'll bet. Well, now, folks are familiar with Parker Johns because they've got restaurants in Appleton, Oshkosh, Green Bay, Menasha, and Stevens Point, in addition to Sheboygan. But what do you like about their barbecue and pizza?
I like it all. It's really good. The brisket is good. I like the wings a lot. They got the mac and cheese. Great little bar there. Nice menu from drinks to food. Outdoor seating, like I just mentioned. Our boats go by there every day. It's on our way out of the river system to get out onto the lake. They're right on the bend of the river. A lot of guys that stay in condos, our clients, walk over there. You can drive over there, too. Check it out. Parker Johns is awesome. Great food and open all summer every day, and you get a big menu, like I mentioned, of drinks and food and outdoor seating, indoor seating if it's warm, air-conditioned, obviously. But check it out, Parker Johns, here on the riverfront in Sheboygan.
Yep, I've eaten there a number of times myself. You know, they could put a box lunch together for your boats and toss it out to you if they aren't going to run a cable over to Dumper Central.
They could, yeah, exactly. And, I mean, then we can use a landing net for more than just fish.
There you go. Don't dump it in the water, though.
No, exactly. Get it in the boat.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Dan, we got to let you go. Thanks so much for that report. And we will try to get Ozzy out there, as I mentioned, and talk to you live on the boat.
Yeah, you betcha. I'm looking forward to that, Dan, and we'll keep it rolling here and looking forward to a good month of August, which is upon us right now. Thank you. Have a good one.
You bet. Captain Dan Welch with Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters and our every other week report on fishing action on Lake Michigan off Sheboygan. You heard it. It's always exciting there. Fishing is great right now. You can reach him on the web at DumperDan.com. You'll find updates on his Facebook page, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. And don't forget Parker John's Barbecue and Pizza right across the river from Dumper Dan's. Their website is ParkerJohns.com. And you'll find them on Facebook as well at Parker John's Barbecue and Pizza. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
You're listening to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Madison Outdoors is brought to you by Pappas Trading Post. They are Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. They're located on State Highway 14, just west of Arena, and about a half hour west of Madison. You can also find them on the web at PappasTradingPost.com. And joining us for our report every other week is Trading Post archery expert and wildlife biologist J.C. Chamberlain. Mr. Chamberlain, thanks for joining us. Welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yeah, it's great to be back as always.
Well, it's hot when we're recording this early in the week, and it's been hot. We got some rain, but I guess you guys didn't get much at all, huh?
Yeah, I mean, down in our neck of the woods here, we've got very, very little spritz here and there, but for the most part, we've been very, very dry here as of late.
Yeah, okay, which is not good for the crops and I suppose for any food plots that are already in.
Yeah, we're getting that time of year where, you know, in the corn especially, for crop fields, if they're not irrigated by us, they're right in those prime times when they really need to get some water. And some of them have, I think, enough, but definitely on the sandy areas, it's been pretty dry. So we're hoping for rain, fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, what are deer doing this time of year with all this heat? Are they still eating egg crops? I suppose they're in alfalfa and maybe soybeans?
Yeah, from what I've seen driving around, you know, the normal spots, like soybeans have been a big one. They're in a really good spot right now. Alfalfa, as long as it's a week or in some cases 2 weeks out of being cut, starting to be primed for that as well. This time of year, also with the heat, we always go out and look for deer in the evenings, and I think that's a great time. But honestly, I usually see most of the bigger bucks on their feet super early in the morning this time of year when we get this real heavy heat.
Yeah, okay. Well, what can they do when it's this hot to stay cool?
Yeah, they usually find a little hidey hole to tuck down in and just stay in the shade. A lot of times you'll find them in those little bit deeper draws or the very heavy cover where maybe they don't get a ton of wind, just stuff that kind of stays cooler. And, you know, if it is a breezy spot that's low like that, then they may be in there as well.
You know, my cats might be part deer because they don't want to be in the house in this weather. They want to be outside when it's so hot, but they disappear. They find some, I'm guessing, shady, breezy spot, you know, either under the pines or down in a ditch, and then they show up at mealtime. I guess deer are doing the same thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, most animals are just like us, right? We kind of disappear to where we're the coolest and most comfortable and hide out there until we can stand being out and about.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what about deer flies? Now, they call them deer flies, I guess, for a reason. They bother us. Do they have a real impact on deer?
They can. It's definitely something, you know, just like if you watch horses or cattle or stuff out in the pastures, you know, there is a time of year here where the flies can get pretty bad. With any luck, they're steering clear of most of that. Again, staying in those cool, moist places, I think, helps them a little bit, and in the thicker stuff as well.
Uh-huh. Have you heard any reports on EHD? That's sometimes a problem, especially around water or in wet years.
For the most part, this year we haven't heard much reports of EHD. I wouldn't expect to yet anyway. I mean, we've had quite a bit of water early, and I think most of the heavier ground is still doing pretty well. I think when you get into the sandier stuff, that's where we're getting kind of on the dry side in general. And even then, you know, in the sand, you don't generally have quite as much trouble with EHD either.
Yeah, okay. Well, how about antler growth? A few people have been sending me trail cam photos, and the bucks I've seen and their current photos look like they've got pretty much all their antler development, or most of it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, this should be a great year for antler growth. I mean, we're not getting quite as much moisture on the back end again, but we've had really good timing, at least early, and we had an early spring as well. So a lot of good growth early. They should be coming in with, you know, pretty much as best a set of antlers as they're going to have.
Yeah, all right. What should we be doing now? We know the deer are trying to stay cool. What should we be doing to get ready for fall hunting?
This time of year, again, you know, we're getting really creeping up here on when we need to be seriously thinking about getting those fall food plots in, you know, at least getting stuff cleared off or sprayed off if we're using herbicide. Give us that time and then just hope and pray for a little rain shower to get things in and get it jump started out of the ground. Filling water holes would be another thing I would say would be a big thing right now, especially with the heat in those drier areas, like, and the fact that, you know, certain areas haven't got much for rain, it'd be a great time to be doing that.
Uh-huh. Now, I read somewhere, I can't remember who the author was, but somewhere online just recently, somebody wrote about, instead of planting things like brassicas and clover annuals, planting native vegetation in food plots and then not having to deal with it or tend it every year. Have you done any of that? What do you think about that?
I haven't done much of it. For me, I would probably just work on managing the woods or that ground a little bit more, you know, whether it be maybe mow it off once a year, that kind of thing, if we're trying to do more native stuff. I do think that there are times when, again, in the drier years, like there's certain weeds and stuff that they actually really love that are very high in protein, really good for them. And I think there's something to that. They have plenty of food for the most part. The big thing is timing. So usually those plots, you know, a lot of the more native grasses and stuff are pretty well done by the time we want to hunt.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's kind of one of those things, what the purpose of the plot is, right? Like if I want to try to grow them a little bit bigger and not have to do much, then maybe I would look in that direction. But if it's designed more as a hunting plot, then I do think, you know, things that are going to be ready when we're hunting or the best when we're hunting is more advantageous for sure.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you want to have something they want to eat near where you're going to be at the time you're going to be there.
Yeah, generally bigger plots for myself anyway would be, you know, your clovers or beans or that sort of thing, alfalfa. And then the smaller plots, I generally categorize them as like more of a kill plot. So I'm thinking, you know, food at, you know, either that first week of October, or do I want to have the food, you know, in November?
Uh-huh. Well, what about cameras? You put out cameras in the summer, and I know a lot of people do. Is this a good time to do it?
It's a great time to do it. I typically am always a little later than I want to be, but I usually use August 1st, is right around that first or second week of August is when I want to have mine out. I also kind of wait, one, because they're more developed deer-wise, and two, it seemed to have less ant problems when I put them out right around that first or second week of August.
Ant problems attacking you or in the camera?
Attacking the camera.
Oh, really?
So, it seems like if I get them out too early, then I just more of a chance for the ants to get into them and really booger them up.
Make a nest in the camera, huh?
Yep, and they don't seem to like it very well.
Okay. No, I have not seen that. Well, what else? I suppose shooting practice is the thing we should be doing all summer long.
Yeah, I mean, shooting would be the biggest thing now. If you haven't got equipment out and have it checked, you know, there's still plenty of time to do that, but I wouldn't procrastinate too much longer, especially if you want to have time to spend with it before season gets here. And, you know, if we are shooting, I think it's a great time that we shoot broadheads a little bit, make sure that everything's flying good there. And then if there's any adjustments made, again, we have more time to do that. And if all that's good, then, you know, really it just comes down to fine-tuning us and getting ourselves ready.
What targets do you like to shoot broadheads at? They'll tear up some targets.
With broadheads, unfortunately, they tear up about everything. Mm-hmm. But the couple that I shoot most would be, there's some really good targets from Archery 365. It's a foam cube. You can shoot all different sides of it with different size dots. And then the other one would be like a high roller from Morel. Would be another really good one. Anything with that real good foam in it that's meant to be shot, field tips or broadheads.
Yeah. All right. Before we let you go, store hours?
We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 5.
All righty. Well, stay cool, and we will talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'll do my best, and everybody out there as well.
All right. Thank you. Folks, that was J.C. Chamberlain from Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 just west of Arena and on the web at PappasTradingPost.com. Check them out. Look for the two tall arrows right on the side of the highway on 14 west of Madison where Highway H goes south, or check them out online at PappasTradingPost.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth Gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV-UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, seven wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world. With a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full service fishing. Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care.
I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience. They're located on Helson Drive, and that's just north of the Richfield Cabela's store. And you know where that is. That's where Highways 41 and 45 divide. And you can also find them on the web at therangewi.com. Joining us once again for our monthly chat is Range of Richfield President Jim Bobiesch. Jim, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Hi, Dan. I always look forward to spending this time with you and with the audience. I'm glad we have this opportunity.
It's good to talk to you again, and July is gone. August is upon us. How was July, by the way?
You know, July was amazing. We had lots of folks taking advantage of our $10 Wednesdays, and this is one of our summer specials. All lanes, both standard and premium, are $10. And in addition to that, we have some additional summer specials, like one free target every Tuesday. As I mentioned earlier, the Wednesdays, all lanes, just $10. Also on Thursdays, we have a free gun rental. And on Fridays, all lanes, only $15. Now, new this year, I know we talked about it last month, but I just want to remind people, trigger finger Thursdays, okay?
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean? Well, that's a day where you can bring in your FRTs, forced reset triggers. Now, this is the type of firearm that uses the firearm's bolt movement to force the trigger forward to reset it. After each shot. This allows very fast follow-up shots as long as the shooter maintains pressure on the trigger. Now, this is relatively new, becoming very popular. These FRTs can only be used on trigger finger Thursdays here at the range. Oh, and one other thing. If you have a fully automatic, bring it in, because you can shoot that also on Thursdays.
Okay.
You can't beat these deals right now. They're really good.
Yeah, wow. So this FRT gun, the forced reset trigger, what is the application for those outside of the range? Is that mostly a self-defense or a home security weapon or what?
You know, I'll be honest with you. It's just like a fully automatic. It rises, okay? Because you can shoot like spurts of 3 to 5.
Yeah.
You don't want to use it for self-defense. It's not that accurate.
Ah.
People like to shoot fast, okay?
Yeah.
And we don't allow that here, but every once in a while you hear a ding, 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 you know, they just go crazy. So this is a chance for them to do that. Not everybody has an FRT. It just takes a trigger replacement, and it turns it into that. But again, it's more I got one and you don't. It's one of those things, okay? There's nothing really super special about it.
Okay. But if you have it, you want to shoot it. And
absolutely.
You give them that opportunity. All right.
Right.
Well, speaking of guns, what does your stock look like, your stock of guns?
Well, we have been blessed with an abundance of gun deliveries. We have Glock, we have Smith & Wesson, we have Easy, we have Hellcats, we have Springfield, The Saint, and more. Our shelves have not looked this good in months. So if you're anxious to try some of these fine guns, do not forget that we have free rental Thursday. So mm-hmm. rental in and come in and get a free gun rental. That includes eye, ears, and a target. It's a really good deal. Try it before you buy it. I always like to say that.
Yeah. Well, August is National Shooting Sports Month, and I would imagine you're recognizing that somehow, huh?
Oh, yeah. We've done this every year since we've been in business, and National Shooting Sports Month celebrates the passion we all have for target shooting, a pastime that provides a lifetime of enjoyment that can be shared with families and friends. At the same time, it reminds folks that shooting is a safe, fun activity enjoyed by millions of Americans and provides an excellent opportunity to increase shooting sports participation through events and activities held at ranges and some retail stores across the country. We're not bringing enough young people in to learn how to shoot. There's not as many young folks going out there hunting like they did in the past. This month is kind of designated to get people to get the experience and try shooting so that we can build up that loss of young kids that have fallen away and they're not interested in shooting.
Yeah.
It's a great hobby. A lot of people come here for therapy. You know, it's their lead therapy. After they get done, they feel better. They're smiling and everything else. So yeah, it's all part of it.
You know, and people who are not familiar with the shooting sports and with youth shooting sports may not realize that although there are probably fewer people shooting and coming up to replace old folks like me who are retiring from the sport, the shooting sports in general are very fast growing in high school competitions, and they are collectively the safest sport. There's never been a fatality, and I don't think there's ever been a serious injury. And there are shotgun leagues, pistol leagues, rifle leagues. I was on my high school rifle team 60 years ago, you know, and that team is still doing well. It's nice to see that those activities are increasing and that you're doing something to try to encourage kids too. So what have you got for them?
Well, to help celebrate and promote this exciting month, we have scheduled a series of events that fit right into the essence of what this month is all about. So here's some of them. You know, come in and shoot and get a free National Shooting Sports Month target, okay? Also, we just got them talking about kids. Kids ages 7 to 17 shoot free with a parent or guardian. But that's a limit of 1 hour a day, but, you know, bring them on in and let them try it. Vets, they shoot for $10 per hour all month for 1 hour per day, and an ID is required. So it's another way to say thanks to our veterans.
Yeah.
We also have 50% off cleaning supplies and 25% off all mags. If you want, you can enter to win a free one-year membership by purchasing either a gun or any Liberty safe. All you have to do is buy the gun or the safe, and you will be entered into this contest. And at the end, we will draw a name, and you'll get a free membership. If you happen to be a member, we'll just extend another year for you.
So nice.
It is a nice deal.
Yeah. Well, how about classes?
Well, slowly we're getting classes back into the fold here. During the summer, traffic is just down and people were doing other things rather than going to classes. But we are going to have a very popular Wisconsin concealed carry class on August 18th. Another one, now we're going back to here, kids or anybody that wants to learn how to shoot, we have our first shots class. All right, that's Wednesday, 8/26 from 6 until 7:30. This brings you into the training room to start with and get a basic rundown on how the gun operates, and how you should hold it, and how you should, you know, shoot, and then you actually go out into the shooting lanes and shoot a .22. Some people really like it, and they continue on and actually take some of their lessons. Some don't, but that's okay. It's worth it. I mean, a lot of people try it. That's all we want, is try it.
Yeah, okay. How about leagues? Are they starting up in the fall?
Leagues will be starting up in September. We don't have everything quite mapped out yet, but stay tuned. We will be having information on our website and our Facebook page, and or just call here, and we'll be happy to help you.
Okay. Now, you mentioned safes. How are you stocked for safes, and what's the deal there?
We're okay with safes. Okay, I don't have as many as I used to have, but I've got a nice supply. And Liberty is actually putting on a Super Labor Day sale. Check out the pricing on some select Liberty safes on our website, which is therangewi.com or richfieldsafe.com. They will include the Centurion 250 commemorative safe, all of the Centurion safes, no matter what size, the USA 250 commemorative safes of all sizes.
How about consignment guns? You often carry guns that folks don't need anymore. Do you have any?
Yes. I mean, that's amazing. We had a guy come in here and brought 26 guns in.
Ooh.
That one of the relatives passed away. And I got to say that the guns were in absolutely pristine shape. You know, there wasn't a mark on anything. The wood was beautiful. Everything was great. We either put them online at gunbroker.com or we go in our store and we sell them that way. We try to maximize the price that we can get for those individuals. And when we do business, the owner gets 80% and we take 20%. So it's a very fair deal and it keeps growing, and that's how we make it up in volume.
Yeah, very good. Well, we always end with the mention that you don't have to be in the market for a gun or even want to learn to shoot if you just want to talk about guns. You have folks who are there available for people if they want to chat.
Absolutely. And we have discovered that there's a lot of folks that come in on a weekly basis, sometimes even more than that, to just check out the new additions we have in the consignment section, because it does turn over quite quickly. And a lot of folks find something, hey, I've been looking for one of those for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's do it. So it just helps us bring more eyes into the range, and that's what we're looking for.
All right. Well, Jim, thanks so much for sharing that information with us, and hope you have a great month of August. Stay cool there on Helsin Drive, and we'll talk to you again around Labor Day.
Yes, I am looking forward to it, Dan, and enjoy the rest of the summer.
Thank you. Jim Bobiash is the president of the Range of Richfield. They are located on Helsin Drive, that's just north of the Richfield Cabela store, where highways 41 and 45 divide, going north. And you can find them on the web at therangewi.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Your hunt starts with healthy wetlands and the habitats that support them. From the Alaskan wilderness to the Atlantic Flyway, across America's Great Plains and down the Mississippi Delta, Ducks Unlimited has protected and restored habitat for nearly 90 years. We need your help to reach our next million-acre milestone and ensure waterfowl for generations to come. Whether you're selling tickets, securing donations, or finding that next sponsor, there's a role for everyone. Join today at ducks.org/volunteer. Ducks Unlimited. Conservation for a continent.
You don't hunt ducks because it's easy. You hunt because it's earned. When the first flock locks up over the decoys, that's why you do it. This July 24th through the 26th, the Grind meets its tribe in Des Moines. The Delta Waterfowl Duck Hunters Expo, presented by Hevy. 3 days, nothing but waterfowl, gear, proven rigs, calling competitions, real strategy, no fluff. Get your tickets now at deltawaterfowlexpo.com. Duck season doesn't start in October. It starts here.
Hey everyone, it's Melissa Bachman from Winchester Deadly Passion, and I'm excited to invite you to my Fleet Farm Seminar Tour. This year, I'm going to be making 10 stops across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and South Dakota. Join me for a seminar packed with proven deer hunting tactics like rattling, decoying, and even a live Q&A where you can ask anything. Every attendee will be entered to win an incredible prize package worth over $1,000. Visit melissabachman.com for tour dates, locations, and more details.
If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world, with a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full-service fishing. Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land, with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV-UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, 7 wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
There are lakes across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and beyond that are loaded with fish. And nobody's talking about them. Onyx Fish helps you find them. Search by species, filter for big walleye, trophy panfish, or eater crappies. Check satellite imagery, depth maps, and public access points, all before you leave the house. And now, Onyx Fish is available on Android for the first time. iPhone, Android, doesn't matter. Just download it and start planning. 7-day free trial, then just $35 a year. Onyx Fish. Find new lakes, get there with confidence.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance and available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers, and online at huntworthgear.com. Also by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and Waupaca, Wisconsin. ProfHearingCare.com is their website. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not on the air where you live, you can always watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special is archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel at Deer Hunt Wisconsin. If you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers we mentioned today, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio. You can subscribe to our podcast there or download episodes going back a year or so. And our show is also available as a podcast on other platforms, including outdoornews.com/podcasts. On social media, find us at Hardwater Jeff and Dan Small Outdoors. Hey, it's hard to believe we're thinking about sturgeon spearing already, but the DNR reminds us that the deadline to apply for an upriver lakes tag or purchase a preference point for the upcoming 2027 sturgeon spearing season is August 1st. That's today for most listeners. Today is also the deadline to apply for a bobcat or fisher permit for this fall. Check the DNR website for details. Here's a deadline that's a little farther out. Hunters with disabilities have until September 15th to confirm their hunting locations with hunt sponsors. Sponsors have enrolled 70,000 acres of land in 47 counties for this hunt. It'll take place October 3 through 11 this year. And new this year, eligible hunters may also hunt statewide on October 10 and 11, which is the same weekend as the youth deer hunt. Find details on the DNR website under the keywords deer hunting. Lost in the Woods Improv's next gig is Wednesday, August 12th at the Bayfield Winery. It's a dinner show featuring one of the winery's famous dinners at 6 and improv at 6:30. I'm going to try to make it myself because that's a great show. I've been to one of their shows at the winery, and I'm hoping I can get up there and see this one too. Get info on the Lost in the Woods Improv Facebook page. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm should be back next week, and if I keep saying that, one of these weeks it'll be true. I'm heading up to Eagle River myself for a Wisconsin Outdoor Communicators Conference and some muskie fishing with guide Dan Groppengeiser. I'll report on that next week. You get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
On one cold leg, when the loon cries lover, in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you.
gets a little chilly on the gunwale when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure. When the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling.